Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster, and today I welcome Jonathan Gibson to Author's Corner. He has written the book, My First ABC Book of Bible Verses, which is published by New Growth Press, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Jonathan. He is ordained in the International Presbyterian Church and serves as Associate Professor of Old Testament, Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. And he is the author of a number of books, including Be Thou My Vision, A Liturgy for Daily Worship, and the children's book, The Moon is Always Round. And he's also co-author of the Acrostic Theology for Kids series, which we've talked about here on Author's Corner before. Welcome, Jonathan, to Author's Corner.
Thanks very much, Roberta, for having me on your podcast.
Well, when I saw this book, it reminded me of a children's Christian school that used to teach the ABCs of Bible verses. And so I thought, well, I'm glad to see that maybe something similar is coming around. How did you decide to produce a book of ABC book of Bible verses?
Well, we have two young children, aged 4 and 5, Zachary and Hannah. And as we were beginning to teach them some Bible verses, trying to memorize them, I was thinking it would be good to have a book in which we have all the sort of key Bible verses we'd love them to learn in their childhood. And I couldn't find such a book. And so I thought, well, let me put them together myself and have a one-sentence explanation at the bottom of the page and see how we go with that. So I sent it off to New Growth, and they were excited to publish it. And there's some great artwork in it with Mike Mullen, who's done the artwork, and I'm very pleased with what we have. But that's really what it arose out, my own desire to have the Word of God stored up in the hearts of my children.
Well, I know from other people's experience with children that they learn so quickly when they're young, and memorizing is such an easy thing to begin at a young age.
Yeah, I think somebody said our children's minds are like sponges in their early childhood, and they just absorb whatever it is you tell them. And the point is, they're going to absorb something. It's going to be lines from Disney or Netflix cartoons or things they hear in school. And why not fill their minds with the Word of God so that when they're older, they know who Jesus is, what it means to trust in him, and also have Bible verses to resist the world, the flesh, and the devil as they get older.
And as kids are introduced in church to Bible stories, they learn themes and lessons that way. But why is it important that they also are learning the actual scripture in a young age?
Well, Psalm 119 says, I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And so one way, one reason for memorizing scripture is so that we don't sin against our God, our Heavenly Father. The other is that it's a way to resist the devil. I'm always struck by when Jesus is in the wilderness and he's tempted by the devil a number of times. His opening words are always, it is written. And I don't think Jesus was walking around with a Old Testament Bible under his arm. I think he had memorized it. He had it in his mind and his heart, and he was able to call it to mind in the moment he needed it. And that's what we need. Paul calls the Bible the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And if we're going to fight a good fight of the Christian faith, then we need to have a sword in our hands, and that sword is the Word of God. And so that's good to be memorizing Scripture from his early an age as we can.
Well, now I'm going to put you to the test and ask you, did you have all of these verses memorized before you put them in the book?
I must confess, I feel the test. You know, as I was putting the book together, I thought to myself, how many verses do I really know off by heart in Scripture? And I'd learned, you know, I'd done Scripture memorization as a child at Sunday school, and in our family we did a little bit growing up, and I was in a good Bible teaching church, but I thought to myself, how many now in my mid-40s do I actually know and remember? And I thought, it actually is a bit embarrassing. I probably know about 10 to 15 if you really pressed me, but I don't know 26, you know. And I thought, it's time for me to learn these verses again.
Yeah.
And so at the minute, what we do in the evenings is we get the book out at the family table after dinner when we do our evening family worship. I open the book up and read the verse and show the kids the picture. And we're trying to do one verse every 1 to 2 weeks.
Mm.
So that's our plan.
Okay.
Over the next year, we're going to aim to know these 26
wonderful
Bible verses as a family. So yeah, it's something that we're learning, Jackie and I, again, and trying to store up God's word in our hearts.
Well, I was showing your book to some friends of mine last night, and I, as I think I mentioned already, that my brother had taught at a children's academy, and so I could go, A, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And so, but I couldn't get very far before I'd already forgotten. Well, I'd never learned them all in the first place, but it really is such a benefit and a blessing. And then by the time they've learned them all, you're reciting all 26, the entire alphabet, at one time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the letters of the alphabet, they connect not to the beginning of the verse, but
okay.
to a key word or concept in the verse. So
okay.
all we like sheep have gone astray. That is the first word, all. We're all sinners. The second one is in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Beginning
okay.
is the B. And then cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. There's the C. God cares for us.
Okay.
Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Fruit is
okay.
the F letter. So the letters connect not to the first word of the verse, but to a key word in the verse.
I like
and,
that.
And I thought that's an easier way to remember them. And also, it was easier for the artwork because I was able to choose verses that could somehow be conveyed by the artwork.
I'm currently talking with Jonathan Gibson regarding his book, My First ABC Book of Bible Verses, and it's published by New Growth Press, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. Before we get to the artist question come to mind, it says, my first book. Are there plans for following books to have more Bible verses memorized?
No more plans for another book of Bible memory verses, but we're planning my first 1, 2, 3 book
okay.
of Bible numbers.
Ah.
Big Sums for Little Thumbs is the subtitle.
Okay.
And what we're going to do there is teach children their, you know, their numbers from 1 to 10 and even the 20, 30, 40, 50. 100.
Okay.
And we've looked for verses and parts of the Bible stories that contain these key numbers, number 1, number 2, number 3, and then teach them a little bit about those numbers from a Bible story. And then there's going to be things on the page where the children have to find, you know, if it's the number 5, they're going to have to find, it's the story of the 5 loaves and 2 fish perhaps,
cool.
but they're going to have to find 5 you know, little boys, 5
uh-huh.
little girls, 5 little sheep on the hillside,
okay.
you know, as part of the artwork in the page.
All right. Well, that sounds very exciting, too. I hope we'll have a chance to tell our listeners about that when it becomes a published work. So you are a professor, and so have you found it challenging to be able to take these big themes? In fact, your book subtitle is Big Truths for Little Minds. So to take these big truths and break them down and so that little minds can understand it?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge for a Bible teacher, whether at a seminary or
yeah.
a pastor in the church, to keep things simple.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned over the years is that you can never keep things too simple. We as adults, when we're listening to a sermon or a student in a class, can easily zone out if we get too deep, too complicated, and we don't sort of bring it back to a simple concept. And I think what I've learned over the years is if I cannot simplify a big theological truth to explain it to a child, then I don't really understand it myself.
Okay.
And I think that's the challenge I've set myself, that as I'm preaching and teaching the Bible, I try to engage the children in the service and explain things at their level. Because I think to myself, if I can't do that, then I have not really understood the concept myself.
Hmm.
And what's interesting is the parents are often the ones after the church service engage me about the sermon, and it's often the bits about the application to the children that they want to talk to me about and engage me. And I think, well, you can never keep things too simple, even with adults, because that's the part they're really listening to.
Yeah, cool. Well, children often have big questions that adults never even think to ask. So have your children caught you just a little bit off guard with some of their questions about God?
Yeah, my son Zach, funny enough, just a month or so ago, sitting at the dinner table, and he just turned to me and said, "Dad, can God fly?" And sort of caught off guard, and I was about to answer, "Yes, of course he can fly." And then I thought, oh, hang on, I need to be careful here. And I recalled a catechism question that we do with our children. And so I said to Zach, "Well, Zach, think about your catechism question." I said, "Where is God?" And he answered, "God is everywhere." And so I said, "Well, Zach, if God is everywhere, does he need to fly anywhere?" And he said, "No, if God's everywhere, then he doesn't need to fly anywhere." And I said, "Yeah, there you go." And I was pleased that we'd taught them the catechism, so I had something to draw on to explain that concept. So, yeah, he caught me off guard there. And then Hannah said, "Well, but Jesus is God, and he flew up through the sky to go up into heaven. So what's that? You know, if he's God, is he not flying?" And so we sort of got into a discussion about how God's son became a man. And yes, as the man, Christ Jesus, he did fly up through the clouds into heaven after his resurrection. But it's true to say that while he did that, he was also filling the whole earth everywhere as the eternal Son of God. So, yeah, those are two questions my kids recently.
Well, you've got some very thoughtful, thought-provoking children there.
Yeah.
Well, Jonathan, as we near the end of our time together, this book was written for toddlers and preschoolers, I assume. So tell us a little bit about the series of books that we've mentioned already, the Acrostic Theology for Kids series, and how that takes the understanding of Scripture into the older childhood.
Yeah, so that's really for middle school kids and early high school kids. We wrote a 4-book series called The Acrostic Theology of Kids. Each book is an acrostic poem. An acrostic is a poem that goes according to the letters of the alphabet, so there are 26 letters that we deal with, and we divided them up into topics. There's the acrostic of God, the acrostic of Jesus, the acrostic of salvation, and the acrostic of Scripture. And so we explain the doctrine of God through the 26 letters of the alphabet. God is almighty. God is blessed. God is creator. God makes decrees. God is eternal. And we look at his attributes and characteristics according to the letters of the alphabet. The exciting thing about it is I got a hip-hop artist called Timothy Brindle to help me write it. And he took the concepts that I had come up with and the ideas, and he put them into rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And so each letter is a little 4-line stanza that rhymes. And he's put it to hip-hop music. And so if you put the title of the book into Spotify, The Acrostic of God or The Acrostic of Jesus, you can listen to the rap.
Mm.
And it's a really cool, fun way for kids to listen to some good Christian music, but also be taught the great things about God and Jesus and salvation. So it's a 4-book series, and you can buy them all in one bulk or just one at a time. And we find kids are really enjoying them.
Great.
And they enjoy reading them themselves or listening to them on the phone.
Wonderful. Well, we've been talking today with Jonathan Gibson about his book, My First ABC Book of Bible Verses. And so, Jonathan, tell our listeners how they can find out more about this book and the others.
Well, if you go to WTSbooks.com, WTSbooks.com, that's Westminster Bookstore at the seminary where I teach. They have a great offer on these books. So that's where you can find them, WTSbooks.com.
So today I've been having the pleasure of talking with Jonathan Gibson about My First ABC Book of Bible Verses, and we certainly thank New Growth Press for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure talking with you today.
Thanks for having me on your show, Roberta.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. And God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KNEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how He cares for you. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him, and you can rest in the shadow of His wings.